from their brand new album, Beauty Queen Sister. If you want to know more about the Indigo Girls, if you want to make this brand new album part of your home music collection, all you got to do is go to woodsongs.com. If you click on the archive page, this is show number 705. We'll let you know how you can make that album part of your home music collection. Emily, good job on the vocals. That you sang the lead on that.
Thanks.
So you guys, you put out your own record. You eventually got signed to CBS, which became Epic Records, and you put out a bunch of albums with them. Sold 12 million around the world. That's no small. You even got hooked up with the Walt Disney Company on Hollywood Records for about a minute.
Yeah, a minute.
So right. What happened there? They signed you, put the record out, you're on tour?
Well, we were in a position where we could either go independent then or sign and maybe stretch ourselves a little bit, maybe get some film work, something like that. You know, Disney has a bit of a hand in that. But we did one record with them and then they dropped us, which we were absolutely thrilled about because we had studio time booked and we had songs written and we were ready to go in and we built a network of for all we need to make the music we want to make. So we really didn't need a label anymore. And we have a distribution deal with Vanguard, and we love the people at Vanguard. So it all worked out.
So you're back to independent world now. You're doing your own thing.
We're indie.
And Amy, you're certainly no stranger that you run your own separate record label apart from the Indigo Girls label, and you sign other artists, and we've had Girly Man and some of your acts have been on Wood Songs. You've got a very good ear. I mean, that's a left brain, right brain thing. That's the creative side doing the business side, and that can be a bit of a clash.
Yeah, I mean, I've had an indie label since 89. It feels more like a labor of love kind of art endeavor, because I mean, in the past few years, I've only just put out my own solo records, just trying to get enough capital to keep doing other people's. But honestly, it was just because I was a fan of so many bands and they didn't have the funds and we got signed and had some money. So I was just like, I'll start a label. You know?
So it's an artist helping other artists. That's a very nice thing. That's very supportive. And speaking of support, you're here with a great band, the Shadowboxers, and they often open for you on the road. Good vocals. But Emily, the music business has really changed, especially like the past 5 or 6 years. I mean, there's what few record stores remain are wonderful and we celebrate them and it's great to have them, but essentially there's no place to go to physically buy a CD in most home communities anymore.
Right, right. I mean, I'm sad about that because both Amy and I really love, especially independent or smaller record stores, and there used to be listening stations and you could really go explore music, and it's a little cold feeling, the whole digital world, you know. But I try to figure out, we're going someplace with all this, so I just try to go with the flow. But when I was a kid growing up, you know, I got the LP and I read all the credits and I read all the lyrics and I looked at the artwork and stuff like that. But you know, there with all the digital technology advancement, it's cheaper for young bands to make a record, so that's a positive thing. And you can get your music out there, although there's a lot more now trying to, you know, elbow in for some room, for some attention. But we just try to make the most we can of, you know, things like social media. Bleh, sorry. And Twitter, you know, bleh. But sorry, I sound like a Luddite. I am a bit.
It's okay.
But Amy and I are still making music for the same reasons, and we have the love. And now we got a great band like the Shadowboxers with us who, you know, these young guys, they went to the same school we went to, and it's just like, it's really cool. It's still very organic, and that's the way we make music, that's the way we like music, and it's still out there in the world. So no matter what happens to the business, the life and art of music lives, and it's a great thing.
Well, it's, well said. The internet has opened up the opportunity for artists to help make the audience proactive with them, mm-hmm. which, before, the audience was really separated, very much so, from the artist. Now, there's a way for artists to communicate directly with the audience. I know on Wood Songs, and I don't mean to speak too much here, but like at Wood Songs, we encourage the audience to be proactive, start hometown Wood Songs coffee houses, because in a lot of ways, the country's becoming venue starved. as well, especially for the smaller artists. It's hard for them to find places to go. As a matter of fact, the most active, one of probably the most successful Woodsongs coffee houses is in your former hometown of Decatur, Georgia. So yeah, so there's a huge Woodsongs coffee house out there doing really good. So how would you encourage, like Amy, you have the label, you guys encourage young artists, how do you encourage them to handle this new business environment of the music business?
Well, honestly, half of it is the same as it always was, where you got to play as many, it depends on what you want. If you're a pop artist and you want to go that direction, just purely pop, it's a more commercial endeavor, and I don't know as much about that. But if you're want to be a catalog artist, a singer-songwriter, or a rock band that has songs, or punk band, or anything that's kind of more just a street, I still think you got to play a lot of gigs and you got to write songs, because that's what's going to make you stand out from other bands, is your songwriting. But I do encourage bands to document everything they do and constantly put stuff up on YouTube and take advantage of social networking. I think the new era of the internet is an awesome revolution to put art into your own hands. I just think we have to use it in the right way and figure all that out and still have time to write songs, So it's tricky, but I still say to young bands, you got to spend a lot of time writing. You got to gig, you got to write. That's what you got to do. It's no different than it was, even in the 1920s. It's the same thing.
It eventually comes down to the love of the music.
Yeah.
You're either doing it because you love the art, right?
And, yeah.
And what goes, now you have this this new album, and you recorded most of the album in Nashville, correct?
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, we love making, we've been in Nashville quite a bit, but this was more heavy, like Nashville players and a real intention.
Great musicians of all different types out there. It's a great community of art. Your new CD is called Beauty Queen Sister. It's a wonderful album. This is a song off the album called Share the Moon. It's the Indigo Girls on the Woodsongs, Old Time Radio.